3, learn how to reach agreement with your wife. Men must see child training as a joint effort with their wives. If they can get away with it, children will make a deal with mom to get around dad. When a child wants a privilege, both mom and dad should consult in private and give an agreed-upon answer. Reach agreement, too, on how you want to discipline your children. A joint opinion receives greater respect from children and carries more weight with them. When they know you made it together, children are less likely to challenge your decision. In family after family, I have witnessed children successfully manipulate one parent who favors them. Father favors Mary. Mother favors Joan. So Mary goes to father for money, and he tries to give it to her without mother knowing. When Joan finds out about it, she demands the same treatment. Mother tries to make father give Joan the same amount of money, resulting in a deep wedge driven between husband and wife. To avoid this, all decisions must result from mutual agreement. If you cannot agree, take no action. How husbands discipline their children greatly affects their love bank deposits in their wives' accounts. Women are very sensitive to inappropriate and overly harsh discipline. Often they react as if the punishment the man gives their children had been given to them personally, and this incident results in love bank withdrawals. Therefore, a man needs to be careful about reaching agreement with his wife before imposing a disciplinary solution. If the plan would hurt her, she needs the opportunity to modify it. She also needs to encourage her husband to implement a solution that builds her love for him. Then her love bank gains new deposits, reflecting the care he took for her feelings. 4. Learn how to interpret the rules. Children need to understand why they should do this or that. Men especially should learn how to clearly and patiently explain the rules. Sometimes the conversation may go like this. Johnny, go upstairs and make your bed. Why? Because we want you to grow up knowing how to keep yourself and your property neat and clean. Why? Because being neat and clean makes the people you live with feel good and like living with you. Why? Just go upstairs and make your bed because I said so. Oh, okay. You can easily understand the father's reaction to those seemingly endless questions, can't you? But the because I said so line doesn't benefit the child very much. When you feel frustrated, pulling out your parental muscle may work. You may get the child to take the appropriate action. But you may also have lost the opportunity to explain your rationale to the child. In situations such as these, you can subtly but clearly communicate your moral, ethical, and personal values if you patiently answer the whys. 5. Learn how to handle anger. Men often feel tempted to use anger as a means of communicating displeasure. Some even resort to violent behavior and batter and bruise the child. Such sad reactions by parents do not work, and no child psychologist I've ever studied has recommended anger in any form as a tool for training a child. Control your anger before you discipline any child. By separating your emotion from the disciplinary action, you will become a more effective parent. Fatherhood takes commitment. Many men view this need for family commitment as a very demanding role, sometimes too demanding. Not only must they act as good husbands, providing their wives with affection, conversation, honesty, and financial support, now they must become good fathers with the time and training that requires. Because they fear being overcome by all this, they may neglect the role of father, turning all the parenting over to their wives. By avoiding the role of father, a man loses his wife's respect and the love bank account loses out. On the other hand, men who accept the challenge of good fathering report that they come away with increased marital fulfillment. Their effort comes back to them many times over in the admiration of their wives. As Harley's ninth law of marriage says, the best husband is a good father. Seek out the books and courses that will make you a better father. Spend time with your children. You'll be glad you did. Questions for him. 1. Have you committed yourself to your family? What does that mean in regard to quality family time, training, and parenting skills? 2. Are you experiencing any problems with anger, punishment, consistency, agreement with your wife, and child discipline? 3. Are you overcome with responsibilities? How have you tried to communicate your juggling act to your wife? Does she seem to understand? And 4. Do you have a plan which you and your wife have agreed upon, with which your problems of family commitment and parenting will be resolved over the next few months? If not, do you plan to get some help to resolve this problem? Questions for her. 1. List some of the skills your husband has mastered in learning to raise your children. 2. List the skills you think he should develop in learning to raise your children. 3. How many hours do you spend each week in quality family time activities? 4. How have you tried to convince your husband that you need his commitment to the family? Can you think of a more effective method? 5. How have you tried to encourage your husband to spend time each week with the family? What would be a more effective method? And 6. How have you tried to encourage your husband to educate himself in parenting skills? How can you do so more effectively? To consider together. 1. Do you have an agreement on how your children should be disciplined? If not, make some time to discuss this issue and come to a conclusion on what you both find fair. 2. Explain your moral values to each other. It will help you to explain them to your children. 3. Subscribe to Family Fun Magazine, 1-800-289-4849, for a host of ways your family can enjoy quality family time.